One can take the concept of a hyperbolic tree into 3D. And so here are some example or visual examples of 3D. And so the same thing is, rather than mapping it into a plane, you can map it onto a sphere. And there you can in a way see how you also get that distortion effect at the periphery as the curvature of, as the sphere is curving away from you most rapidly, whereas when you look at it at the very center, it's almost flat. And then it starts curving away, and as you go to the periphery, it's curving faster and faster away from you. So you can see how you can compress data and how data gets compressed and moved closer together spatially.